Okay, I have two announcements of action taken in closed session. The first one is the board by unanimous roll call vote passed resolution number 2016-17-18, non-reelection of probationary certificate employee, authorizing the superintendent or her designee to issue the proper notices. And the second one is the board by a roll call vote of 4-4 and 2 against passed resolution number 2016-17-19, release of administrators for the 2016-17 school year and authorizing the superintendent or her designee to issue the proper notices. And voting for the resolution were Mr. Allison, Mr. Crawford, Ms. Scott, and Mr. Boom. Voting against the resolution were Mr. Fleury and Mr. Rasmussen. Now I'll turn it over to our student representative of the board, Amy Bernhard.
I have three board reports. The first one is from MCAA. The Sadie Hawkins dance was held April 7th. It was a great fundraiser for the 10th grade and was very well attended. The PTSA's Walk for the Arts fundraiser was very successful, raising money for scholarships, musical instrument repairs, and many other things. MCAA drama students and musicians are currently rehearsing for the production of Pajama Game. Pajama Game will feature a live orchestra. The production will be held outdoors at the MCAA Backstage Theater. There will be a PTSA meeting on Monday, May 1st at 6 p.m. The prom will be Saturday, April 29th, and will be held at the Marysville Elks Lodge. The theme is A Night in Olympus. MCAA students are currently taking state tests in English, math, and science. Awards night is Tuesday, May 16th, and will be held in the MHS South Auditorium. The dance recital will be held on Friday, May 19th, at the Alan Scott Youth and Community Center. Music Week begins Monday, May 22nd, and runs through Thursday, May 25th. The recitals will be held in the MHS South Auditorium. There will be a SWAT, Students Who Are There, dance on Friday, May 26th in the MCAA quad area. The next board report is from Lynnhurst High School. The new Associated Student Body were elected by their peers on March 28th. They hope to continue motivating our students and establish a safe place the students can call a home. Powderpuff and the Sadie Hawkins dance are this Friday, April 28th. This year, we will have the freshmen and juniors team up against the sophomores and seniors. This is the clash of the classes. Each class is encouraged to dress in the class color shirts in support for their team. Sadie's will occur after the game at 7 p.m. It'll be $6 presale and $8 at the door. The theme is Pretty in Pink. Sophomore, junior, and senior class campaigning begins this week. The speeches will be held on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Voting will take place on Friday. Our robotics club represented Team USA at VEX Worlds in Kentucky from April 18th to the 22nd. They are doing an amazing job and we are proud of them. FFA planned a silent auction dinner on April 7th as a fundraiser for the state convention that was held from the 22nd to the 25th. The Lynnhurst tennis team led an undefeated season and took their fourth consecutive GEL championship. The last board report is from Marysville High School. Link Crew's last event is this Friday. It is an appreciation for all the students who have participated this year. Link Crew has definitely helped make an improvement in our school, and we are starting to get ready for next year's Link Crew team. The junior class has picked Once in a Blue Moon as their prom theme and will be selling prom tickets in the beginning of April until May 4th, and prom is on May 6th. Student Council is hosting a Cinderella Closet fashion show Wednesday, April 25th, to advertise our donated prom dresses we are renting out for $20. Leadership also just planned and executed our annual SELC Student Election Leadership Conference for all incoming leadership students who will be applying for next year. It went very well. Picnic Day is coming on May 12th. We eat lunch on the lawn and play lawn games and music to get the student body to participate together. The senior send-off rally is also being planned and will happen the first week of June along with the senior trip.
Thank you, Amy. Comments from board members, Ms. Scott?
Good evening. Yes, I would just like to say to all the schools that you guys are doing a wonderful job, and I know that you can't wait until the end of the school year. So I was able to take small business to Sacramento to visit Intel, and the students were so amazed by all the new technology that's coming out. So I just applaud all of you all for everything that you do. Thank you.
Mr. Allison.
I can't believe how close we are to the end of the year and how quick this year has gone. And, you know, talking to teachers from other school districts, you know, and working on the board in this school district, you know, I am continually impressed by our school district. And so I just want to give myself a pat on the back for you guys all doing such a great job.
Mr. Rasmussen.
So I had the opportunity to visit three open houses. The first one was at Edgewater, and they're already doing frog dissection in fifth grade. So that kind of blew me away. And then I got to visit Yuba Gardens, and again, the music program there is just doing a phenomenal job, the choir and the band. So Carrie, they're doing wonderful there, Mrs. Stewart. Then had the opportunity to visit our Boga school. And one of the nice things about going to open house, you get to go into the classroom and see how colorful the classrooms, how the teachers have them decorated, what the expectations are of students. So it's really just wonderful. Also had the opportunity to attend the play at Lyndhurst High School, the Aladdin, where they actually did it in two languages. So that was quite interesting. And the kids did a very good job, so thank you.
Mr. Fleury.
Well, you know, we have a lot of, you all know, we have a lot of great employees, and I always like to look around the district, and we just have some that go above and beyond. For those, I'm sure some of you may be aware, the tunnel there has been a problem since the 50s. When I went to school here, it was a problem for what went on there. And Jolie Carrion looked at that, and she brought the community together, got groups together to clean it up. They're working to put lights on there and make it a safe place. And she didn't have to do that, but she was able, with her skills, to bring everyone together, and I thought that was great. Also, as you know, I serve on the nutrition panel, and they met yesterday. And I give Amber and her staff, I think she has 91, the credit for what they do for nutrition. They're working to bring, the kids need to know what they're eating. As you know, some of you know, when I came on the board, I was dying, and the past superintendent told me, you're not gonna live through your term. And I wasn't gonna accept it. I looked into nutrition, and I've had leukemia for 3 years now, and it's changed everything. Nutrition is everything. And what they've done, they've created excitement at the sites, and the kids know their nutrition workers, and I give them a hands out for all they've done. Also, Lyndhurst just told me today that they had gone to the robotics finals, and they placed 67 out of 100, I guess, in the world. And they were one of the five that got a judge's award for Lyndhurst.
So. Mr. Crawford.
Thank you.
I just went and visited independent study, so I decided to go this week, and I can't believe the numbers and hard work. We've got a whole lot of kids over there now, and it really filled up. I also had a chance to visit what some have said in Southern California was one of the best charter schools in the state, and when I met with the vice principal there, it heard of our charter school here. Yeah. And was very impressed, and that kind of made me feel good just to be a part of it. And congratulations. It was in Imperial Beach, California.
That's great. Okay, opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association.
Good evening. As a kindergarten teacher, I want to thank Mr. Rasmussen for coming into my classroom and not interrupting conversation. Such skill. Doesn't always happen, but that was nice. It was nice to see you. Sorry I didn't get a chance to talk. So we just, as you guys probably know, and I've emailed out to my membership, got a tentative agreement signed. So tentative meaning that now you guys have to vote on it and my membership has to vote on it. I'm hoping that we can make clear what everything in the agreement means, because there's a lot of language changes and concept ideas, so I'm hoping that works out. I also wanted to let the board know that, when was that, last Thursday, I went to Fresno to speak to this board of CVT, and they were very receptive. Got a lovely letter from them today of some ideas that they could do to help us in our situation, because we are, it depends on who you talk to, but we are either the most expensive area for healthcare in the state or the second. So, you know, whatever. We're really expensive here, and we don't have the best quality care either. There are a lot of things that we can do. We're going to be educating our membership, and hopefully the district will help to educate all the employees in the district of ways that we can lower the cost. We are also asking them to do what's kind of like an opt-out, except that the district would pay a fee. It's typically somewhere between $500 and $700 a month. And it pays the fee toward that person who does not get insurance because they have insurance in some other way. So for example, if there's a family who, actually I know a family whose the spouse is working for Caltrans and they have a great insurance policy, but they only have themselves on that policy and everybody else is on the teacher's insurance because it's composite and it covers everybody. All of the people like it, that in that type of situation would be able to opt out. They wouldn't pay any additional to what the district pays, I believe, depending on what the amounts would be. And therefore, anytime they go to the doctor, that trust, that big bucket of money that we all put into, would not have to pay any claims on any of those people. They seemed to be open to it, but it is very late in the year. Their rates are going to be coming out next month, so I don't have a lot of expectation that it's going to change for next year. Right now, I would just be really glad if we didn't end up having new teachers having to pay to work here. So I have some data and some graphics and stuff that I would love to share with you, but I don't want to take up your time tonight on that matter. Just some other visuals that were quite shocking, and it seemed to make a difference for them. They know that we're in a special case. I asked if we could possibly be their guinea pig, if they want to try out this opt-out idea, try it with us, since we are in such an expensive area. Tell everybody that you talk to please not go to Sutter North in our area. They can go to Sutter any place else, but not in our area. Not to go to Fremont Rideout if they can possibly help it. Of course, if it's an emergency, you got to go where you got to go. I had the joy of being taken by ambulance to Fremont Rideout myself, and I know that I wouldn't have been able to go to Sacramento for that. But if you have a choice, go someplace else. I'm compiling quite a few stories of people who they are going to specialists, regular doctors in the Sacramento, Roseville area, where they are charged a third of what they get charged here. And the thing is that CVT is a trust. It's not an insurance company. Anthem Blue Cross runs the claims and everything. But it's this bucket of money that we all pay into, and then as there are claims, it goes out, and then we have to refill it so that they can keep paying claims. And when somebody goes to the doctor and it costs $300 just to say hi, that takes $300 out of that bucket instead of going to Sacramento where, okay, they paid, what, $5 in gas maybe, and the doctor charged them $50. So only 50 came out of the bucket. So that means that as that happens more and more, we won't have to put as much in, so our cost would go down. But that's the type of education that we're going to try to get across to our membership. Excuse me. So it's been busy. Thank you, guys. I'm really glad that on this TA we didn't have to have anybody here from the press at all. We did not have to stand outside and demand to let us in because there were so many people that they wouldn't fit. I like this casual group. So thank you very much. Thank your team. Thanks.
Thank you, Inga.
If there were questions, I'm here all night.
Anybody have any questions? Thank you. Operating Engineers, Local Union 3.
Joe Lewis Wildman, I'm the business agent for Operating Engineers, Local 3. I was going to speak in public expression because I forgot this is one of the regular features of your meeting. I should be here more often. I was here last year. I came to give cards to the two new members. I left them at your seat. We're not at the point in negotiations where we're here to thank you because we haven't gotten there yet. We're just at the beginning. So we're more here to commemorate and recognize that we're at the start of a process, and it's a little early to give a speech about how happy or unhappy we are. So I'm just here to, you know, with some members so we see each other and we can start this process. But listening to the report from the teachers, I wasn't going to talk about this at all, except I spent all day in Sacramento today lobbying on several bills. One of them is 562, which is Ricardo Lara's bill to do a single-payer statewide health system. And I'll tell you, until we have a statewide health system, every school district, every city, every county is in the health business. And as much as you'd like to be out of the health business, Operating Engineers would like you out of the health business. I mean, you've managed to structure your healthcare for employees to protect you from a certain amount of exposure because you have a predictable, budgetable amount that your exposure is. Our members don't have a predictable budgeted amount of what their exposure is when healthcare increases. Right now, under the structure, they eat it. And we're constantly competing in bargaining with benefits and instead of wages. So I don't know what your philosophies are as individuals, but or as a board on whether or not there should be single-payer healthcare in California, but it is a solution to a whole lot of problems, including access to healthcare in rural California, because in a system like that, the clinic system can be beefed up by the state, and because people don't come to areas like this to practice medicine, they come here to retire. It's even worse along the coast. So that wasn't my planned speech. I just wanted to talk about upcoming bargaining, but you should look into AB 562, or actually it's SB 562 because it's Lara. Thank you.
So, Mr. Wildman, do you want me to pull this public comment card then?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
I would
do
the same speech
for you. Okay. California School Employees Association 326-648, Association of Management and Confidential Employees, Supervisory Unit. No public comment cards. Superintendent's report.
I just have one item tonight, and that is to remind the board that Saturday night, this coming Saturday, is the Mafia Murder Mystery for the Education Foundation. It is our one and only fundraiser for all of the mini grants that we're able to award to teachers and administrators and staff that put in for these dollars. So I'm hoping that you'll all be there. It's guaranteed to be a lot of fun, and you actually might recognize some of the cast that'll be amongst you. I'm a little worried, but it should be fun. So I hope you can join us. Thank you.
OK, Okay, approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of 3/28/17. If there are no additions or deletions, is there a motion?
Motion approved.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Consent agenda. Would anybody like anything pulled on the consent agenda?
Yes, I'd like educational services, number 2, MOU with Sacramento County Office of Ed.
Educational services, number 2.
And so that's on page 3. And also on page 9, facilities and energy management department, number 1. Project authorization with Rainforth Grew Architects. Page 9.
With the exception of educational services number 2 and facilities and energy management department number 1, is there a motion on the consent?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rasmussen. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fleury. And all those in favor?
Aye.
6 yes. Okay, we'll go back to educational services number 2, Mr. Rasmussen.
So actually, just for some clarification, I talked with Lenny Tate quite a long time today. When I was kind of concerned about the SCOE trainings that we were doing, when I first looked at those, we actually had 12 days out of 21 days of school that month, and it was my understanding that those trainings were going to be half days and they would actually be during the day, so we would have to try to find subs, and trying to find subs is certainly a difficult thing to do. And then also the students missing that educational time with their instructor, but Lenny informed me that those are all after school hours, that we're going to be doing that, so the instruction time is not going to be missed. So I just wanted to make sure the rest of the board understood that and we're clear on that. Is there anybody else have a comment? So with that, I'd make a motion to approve educational services, number 2, MOU with Sacramento County Office of Ed.
Okay, the motion's been made by Mr. Rasmussen. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Crawford. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
6 yes. Okay, we'll move facilities and energy management department, number 1. Mr. Rasmussen.
So actually, I was just very excited to see that we're moving forward on trying to provide something for MCAA for their performance. Mr. DiGiulio, did you have more to add? Or?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Rasmussen. For us, we're trying to look at a target of where we need to go with the auditorium obviously being closed. So it does state within the PA that we're looking at a new theater, so we need to obviously plan a design. There was an old design, but it's in a location that isn't really tenable, so we have to look at a new location, look at exactly what the scope will include. Obviously, with more scope, it's going to be a higher target cost. And also, there's been some changes. The original design was in 2009, so costs have obviously risen since then. So we have to look into everything that is needed, and we're going to start work on this Friday. But not only just in a new building, I know that's what's explicitly stated in the project authorization, we have up to, based on a billable hour, $36,000 by this project authorization. But we're also going to look at funding opportunities, because part and parcel with designing a building is there's some money available under school facilities bond program that passed in November. There's a certain amount of money related to charters. There's an application due at the beginning of June. So we're going to look at those options and other options that arise. Beyond just the new theater, we do have to look and see if there's any funding options for retrofitting and doing some kind of reconstruction modernization of the current facility. We understand that may be more difficult, but we have to look at all options. And it may be more costly. It was in the past when it was looked at, but again, we're gonna look at that option. And finally, too, we have to look at because it still would require DSA approval, even a somewhat of a temporary facility. In the meantime, we have to look and see what the viability of that is and the cost associated with that. So at least we have a goal that we could have some kind of interim housing in terms of long term. Obviously, we think it's, you know, millions of dollars is what's going to take to have some solution either with a new building or the old building, but this is the starting point for us, and then possibly we can have some kind of interim solution, because if it, depending on how long the facility will be there, and I'm sure it'll be there at least 90 days plus, then there will be some required DSA approval even in a temporary facility because it's housing students. So we're going to start the motion. We understand, and I've received a lot of great feedback from Principal Mr. Malone, as well as some of the parents at MCAA. I know it's vital to their program. We definitely understand that. As a district, we're just trying to help look at all the options and really create a target that's as specific as possible as we move forward.
Who is the point man with MCAA to help them relocate now until they get something? Because they've got all these shows, and as you know, they're performing arts.
Well, Mr. Malone, obviously, and we've been having discussions, and we try to regularly converse. As feedback comes, if I get feedback directly, I receive it. I share that with Mr. Malone, and I know he's been sharing with me. We have some regular meetings to look at joint other facility use. We haven't had to have those meetings yet because we've so far they're using the outdoor facility, but we'll continue to meet at least. We meet formally at least every couple weeks and then informally in between. And he will be obviously very present at the meeting Friday regarding how this takes forward.
Marysville High School is an option where they could tell we get something done.
We've had those discussions. Obviously, we're trying to get the best option. So it depends on what event is occurring. And so we kind of take it event by event. I know we talked about the pajama games. The outdoor looked better. We talked about graduation. We'll continue to work event by event and try to help them and facilitate them. I know, for example, maintenance and operations help, you know, a little bit of inspection of the set piece and whatnot. So we're just trying to lend whatever support we can to help them.
Okay.
I don't think it's a situation that obviously anybody in the district wants. We know, again, how important it is to their program to have those facilities.
Thank you, Ryan.
Any other questions or comments? Anybody? If not, is there a motion on Facilities Energy Management Department number one?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rasmussen to approve. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Scott. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Six yes. Okay, move on to new business. Okay, Personnel Services, number one, Resolution 2016-17-17, Classified School Employees Appreciation Week. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good evening to everyone. The purpose of this agenda, simply put, is to recognize the value our classified school employee staff through this appreciation week. The week is May 21st through the 27th and has been designated Classified School Employees Week throughout California. More importantly, we want to bring attention to it in this manner and have you recognize, again, the value of our classified staff throughout the entire district, of course, and through this resolution would recommend that you adopt and approve this resolution as presented. Thank you.
Any questions or comments?
Do some of the schools have something planned to recognize their employees too? Is there such a valuable part of the district?
It varies by site. Collectively, some sites do a recognition for all employees, typically this time of year as well. Obviously, tomorrow, administrative assistants, certificate teacher week as well. And so they oftentimes do it as a collective celebration, and it varies by site.
Well, it's good to let them the appreciation because, like all of the people, they work very hard. They have different kind of skills than the teachers, but they work very hard to craft, and it's good that we're going to do this.
Well, ideally, we're reminded daily of our purpose and why we're here.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion, please.
Motion by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Allison. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Okay, Personnel Services number 2, 2016-17 initial bargaining proposal from the supervisory unit to the Marysville Joint Unified School District. We're going to hold a public hearing. Mr. Carrion, do you have anything?
Yes, as is required by the Educational Employment Relations Act, we're simply bringing light and attention to initial bargaining proposals, both from the district to this particular non-PERB recognized supervisory unit, and which will come subsequent to this one. This one is the initial bargaining proposal from the supervisory unit to the district. It's been termed is a sunshine proposal, again, bringing light to it, and would simply want to recognize and hold the public hearing as is required by the EERA, and then ultimately motion to close so that we can move forward with the negotiation process.
Okay, the public hearing is open if anybody wishes to speak. Any questions, comments from anybody? If not, is there a motion to close the hearing? Motion by Mr. Allison, is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Rasmussen. All those in favor?
Aye.
Six yes. Personnel Services number 3, 2016-17 initial bargaining proposal from the Marysville Joint Unified School District to the supervisory unit. We're going to also hold another public hearing for this. Mr. Carrion?
Yes, thank you again. In like manner, we have the initial bargaining proposal to be sunshined by the district to the supervisory unit, and providing, in accordance with the EERA, an opportunity for the public to both acknowledge, recognize, and comment if they so desire. So if with that in mind, motion to hold the public hearing, which has happened here effectively at 6:13, and then move forward with the process.
Okay, thank you. Thus, the public hearing's open now if anybody wishes to speak. If nobody wishes to speak, is there a motion to close the hearing?
I make a motion to close.
Motion by Mr. Crawford to close, seconded by Mr. Allison. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that was the last item on the agenda. I believe Mr. Fleury has a comment.
I would like to close the meeting in memory of Bob and Mary Jane Young, who was the owner, founder, and the family business of Collins Lake. They hired a lot of our local high school kids, and they were known for their integrity, the training they gave the kids. My own daughter said that's the best boss she ever had, and they were really an icon in the Loma Rica community. So I would like to close in memory of the husband and wife.
Okay, with that, the meeting's adjourned.